KPFK in Los Angeles. And now, here's to Veterans, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Here's the Veteran, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Here's the Veteran, the fast-moving quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top-flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration, dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. Before I introduce our stars, I'd like to take a moment to tell all you veterans about one of your buddies. It's about a woman veteran, a nice girl bent on making a go of her peacetime job. She had trouble getting started in the right job, so after several attempts, decided to go to the Veterans Administration for help. VA vocational advisors reviewed her education, her experience, and so forth, and gave tests to find out her aptitudes and interests. Then they advised a course in a business college. She took their counsel. And today, our veteran is happy in making an excellent grade. When she graduates, a job will be waiting for her in an export firm. Now, the moral of this story is simply this. You veterans training for future careers may prefer to do it all by yourselves. But if you want friendly assistance and expert advice, the VA is always ready to give it to you. It's always ready to help you make the most of your educational benefits. And now, here they are, the stars of our show, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Hey, Costello. Isn't it wonderful to be back in California, Lou?
It's nice to be back in California.
Yes.
Boy, did I have fun coming in on a plane. I told jokes and all the passengers rolled on the floor.
Were your jokes that funny?
No, I loosened all their safety belts.
Hey, what about that beautiful blonde?
Stop each other, huh?
What about that beautiful blonde, you know, the one you met in New York? Are you going to write to her?
It's no use, Abbott. I couldn't get the first baseman.
Why not?
Her husband was on second.
Why are you? You idiot, I don't know what woman would see in you anyway.
Oh, I guess I'm just irresistible. Well, even tonight, coming down here on the bus, the lady conductor punched out, "I love you" on my transfer.
Costello, you'll never be happy like my wife, Betty, and I.
Oh, yes.
Did you see her tonight?
Oh, Betty. Oh, didn't she look beautiful, Lou?
Yeah, she was wearing her new makeup.
Yes.
Dutch Crimson, number 4.
Never mind that. Did my brother Norman meet you at the airport?
Yes, and right away he dragged me into a church to celebrate. Abbott, Norman had one bottle of beer and passed out cold.
My brother Norman passed out from drinking one bottle of beer.
He didn't drink it. I hit him over the head with it.
Idiot.
You know he popped his head in the middle now?
Yes, all right, wait a minute, just a minute. Didn't I see you and your brother Pat down at San Pedro this morning? What were you doing there?
Well, Pat was trying to buy one of them new Navy surplus boats.
But what do you and your brother Pat want with a boat? You know nothing about boats.
Oh, is that so, Abbott? I joined the Navy when I was 4 years old.
How did you do that?
I lied about my age.
Who did you sail with?
Who did I sail with?
Yes.
I was on a ship with Captain Epson.
I never heard of Captain Epson.
He's an old salt.
Now, did you have any dangerous experiences in the Navy?
Well, one time a schooner capsized on me.
And what did you do?
What could I do? I wiped off the bar and ordered another one.
Oh, don't be a dope, Lou. I don't believe you've ever been to sea. You know absolutely nothing about the sea.
And it so happens tonight that my bedtime story is going to be all about the sea. It's the story of Moby Dick. I tell the story all by myself, Adam, and I don't need any help from you. So why don't you call up the automobile club and show them what a real wreck looks like?
All right, now, look. Go ahead and tell your story.
Now, Moby Dick was a great big whale.
Yes,
and Moby Dick, as I said before, he was a big whale.
A mammal. A whale was a mammal.
You're interrupting a little earlier.
I said a whale was a mammal.
Yes, he was a mammal.
Yeah.
He was not a mammal, Adam. Yes. How could he be a mammal? His name was Dick. He was a popple, and he had 7 fiddles. Let me tell a story.
All right, go ahead.
You're getting me a little burnt up already.
Take it easy. Don't get excited now.
I'm not getting excited.
All right, you look it.
Oh, do I? Now, Moby Dick was a great big whale, and he lived in the ocean. He loved to swim. When the water came up, he'd swim in. When the water went down, he'd swim out.
Yeah, he swam with the tide.
Yes. Can I have that again?
He swam with the tide. Tide.
Oh, he didn't wear any tides. He was so big, he couldn't get a pair of tides to fit him, at it. Oh, yes, yeah, but don't get me mixed up. Sorry now. I'm getting a little mad.
All right.
Now I gotta be nice again.
All right, go ahead.
Now, nobody could catch Moby Dick.
When do we laugh at this thing?
They're laughing before they're supposed to.
All right.
All right,
take it easy.
Now, when anybody come after Moby Dick, he'd squirt water at them through his nose.
Not nose, spout.
Spout. Yes. He spout?
Yeah.
Spout about time you keep your big mouth shut. However, let me finish the story.
Go ahead, I'm waiting for the finish.
Now, one day, Moby Dick was swimming along, and he passed a shark that was struck off his skew. What kind of shark?
Now, who said that?
I did, that's in case you asked.
I'm not interested.
This was a pool shark. Now, get out of here before I bank your head in the side pocket.
Now, take it easy.
Now, Moby Dick was hungry. He was very hungry for a big whale, so he grabbed the great big clam.
Abalone. Abalone. Abalone.
But this is no baloney. This is a true story.
No, you said anything about baloney. Who said it?
Who did?
You did. I didn't say anything.
What did you say?
I said abalone.
There you go. You said it again.
No, you dummy. I said the whale was eating abalone.
Where would the whale get baloney in the ocean?
No.
He was eating a great big clam.
Abalone is a clam.
How do you like that? They're making baloney out of clam.
Baloney out of clams. The kind of clam I'm talking about is abalone.
A clam is abalone?
That's right.
One of us is nuts. Abbott, why don't you blow me up? Let me tell you and finish my story.
You mean clam.
Didn't you just tell me that clam is abalone?
That's right.
Well, if you don't shut your clam, I'll hit you over the head with a baloney.
All right, now, don't get
it. Now, Moby Dick was a friendly whale. He liked to play with the fish, especially the itty-bitty little fishies.
Guppies?
Sure. He. What was that?
Guppies. Haven't you ever heard of guppies?
Oh, I listen to guppies all the time. Guppies Tavern. Now, Moby Dick was swimming along. One day he saw a swordfish fighting with a mackerel. The swordfish stabbed the mackerel, then he stabbed him again, then he stabbed him again, then he stabbed him again.
Poor little mackerel.
Then he stabbed him again.
Poor little mackerel must have been full of holes.
Yeah, he was a holy mackerel.
Hello.
Will you stop laughing now?
Well, what do we laugh at?
I'm not even finished with the story. Then the swordfish saw Moby Dick, and he lunged at him. And he lunged at him. And Moby Dick
and
lunged at the swordfish. And
what
the swordfish lunged at Moby Dick.
Well, what happened?
They had lunch together. And then Moby Dick paid the check. He was a very wealthy whale, Abbott. He owned stores all over the country.
Oh, now, look, don't get silly. What kind of stores could a whale
Abbott,
own?
Ain't you never heard of the whale and drugstores?
Well, all right, go ahead.
Now, Moby Dick didn't feel so good, so he went to see the Dr. Fish.
Dr. Fish?
Yeah, he was a famous surgeon. Well, he walked through. He was a great fish surgeon. Now, when he got to the surgeon's office, there was a walrus there having a food poke.
Not too tuss.
Huh?
Tuss.
Oh, yes. Well, tuss to you and a couple of poke.
All right.
Now, walking through the surgeon's office was a big fish with band-aids stuck on both sides of his jaw.
What was the matter with him?
He was plastered to the gills.
Oh. Why didn't he come to the surgeon's office?
Well, he just stopped in for the halibut.
For the halibut. All right, go ahead.
A quartet of fish came in and started singing.
Now, wait a minute. A quartet of fish?
Oh, what a quartet of it. First tuna, second tuna, barracuda, and bass. They sang for scale.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they were always good for a fin apiece. Suddenly, a voice hollered,
"Eyes regusted, brother Clawfish. Let's all go home."
Who was that?
That was a kingfish.
A kingfish?
Now, on the way home, Moby Dick, he passed a school of fish.
Well, what kind of fish?
How do I know what kind of fish?
Well, were they weak fish?
What do I know about their physical condition?
All right.
Well, I know that a couple of them were Gershwin fish.
Gershwin fish?
Yeah, Porgy and Bess.
Just a minute. Porgy and Bess had nothing to do with it.
Oh, they did too.
Oh, no.
Some of our best tourists come from Porgy and Bess.
I got plenty of
nothing. Oh, this is like ridiculous. What happened to Moby Dick?
Now we're getting near the end.
That's it. Come on.
Very sad ending, Abbott.
All right, let's hear it.
One day he swam away and nobody ever saw the big whale again. He swam away. Abbott, you're supposed to say Costello. I'll tell you where he went. And
I want to
know
where.
Okay,
listen.
Now.
Go ahead. I'll tell you that.
I started
that.
The story and I'm going to finish it. Whales are just like elephants, Abbott. They have a graveyard where they go to die. No matter where a whale lives, he goes to the whale's graveyard to die. Whales swim thousands of miles. From the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. Against currents, over reefs, through storms, hurricanes, typhoons, and monsoons. They swim and they swim until they get to the whale graveyard. And when they get there, Abbott, they die.
They die?
Yeah, it's the trip that kills them.
Veterans, we all like to have a good laugh at most anything, but there are some things too serious to kid about. One of them is the welfare and future security of a man's wife and family. To ensure future security, it's wise for everybody to figure out some sensible plan. And you veterans can't afford to make your plans without taking a good, close look at your National Service Life Insurance. GI insurance is cheap. It's safe. It fits the average veteran's peacetime insurance needs to a T. So if you have GI insurance now, hang on to it. If you have dropped it, your Veterans Administration wants you to know this. It's not too late to get it back. This is what the VA advises you to do. Get all the facts about your GI insurance. Go to the nearest VA office for information. Or, if you prefer, see your Red Cross, the veterans organizations, or life insurance men cooperating with the VA. Then make up your mind. And now back to Bud Abbott and Lou Costello as they set sail for a fishing trip.
Costello,
I weighed the anchor and we're ready to cast off. Get up on the bridge there and act as first mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Haul anchor! Haul anchor! Port your mizzen! Port your mizzen!
Loop your poop deck!
Loop your poop deck!
Bend down the hatches! Run up the rigging! Reef in the mainsail!
Furl the spinsail! Hard the starboard! Man the foresail!
Costello, I thought you were a sailor. Look, you got the helm caught in the rigging.
Well, get the helm out of here.
Hello, Louis. Hello. Louis Costello's a lousy sailor.
Who said that?
So that's the ship's turret.
Oh, fool, Polly. Polly, what a cracker.
Hollywood,
a cracker!
Hollywood,
a cracker! That's all I hear! Why don't somebody offer me a ride,
Christie? Ah, never mind that boy, Costello. I should have never come on this fishing trip with you. There's a dangerous reef out there. There's a storm coming up. Now man the wheel and get us through those reefs.
Aye, aye, sir.
What a terrible storm. This is my chance to be a hero.
Can I get my ship and my crew safely through these private seas? Can I navigate the swirling waters of the jagged reef? Can I bring my ship untouched through the treacherous gulf?
Well, evidently not.
Veterans tribute from Bud Abbott and Lou Costello with Skinny Ennis and his orchestra, who with their sponsors and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration as a public service. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's the Veteran show. And veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. Remember, a well-adjusted veteran means a happier and more prosperous America. This is Michael Roy speaking. Now a word from your local announcer.
This is KPFK in Los Angeles, and that was Here's to Veterans, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.